Yes, I have been deleting your comments off my Instagram. I'm gonna tell you why. But first, welcome back to Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you whatever is on my mind.
So I thought before getting to this moment, before the actual moving, I thought that I would be able to record this amazing video where I would go back and forth between apartments to give this sort of like dramatic, faux cinematic effect. I'm okay with that not being the case because I really move my shit, like, and I'm really relieved to be leaving here because before I felt like this is where Anish from the radio lives, and my next stop officially is going to be here.
Girl, I moved 20 minutes away from where I lived before. It's true. I've officially moved, and for the first time in my life, it is a downgrade. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, you know that right now my career is, it's in transition. And as a result, I could no longer justify my beautiful, luxury, high-rise apartment because I gotta be good with my money. It's very important. So now I live here, and it's definitely not the same. You see those gaps up there? That's not supposed to be there. It's not that I don't love this place, because I do. But the thing is that I actually want to do a little back story a little bit here. Let's go back to 2017. We're going to go back to 2017. In 2017, I moved into a small studio apartment, a really small studio apartment. Like, when I say that my bed was in the kitchen, it was, because that was the only place that I could. Like, I knew that I had to make this choice because I had accrued about $12,000 in credit card debt and I had a new car. And so it was like, okay, I have to be serious here. I need to save money. I have to do that. In order for me to do that, I have to cut back on the expenses. So I moved into the small studio. $600 a month for everything. Everything. I paid $600 a month for everything. And I took the rest of the money that I was making, which in hindsight, I realized now was not that much, but I put that away. And eventually, I saved up enough money that I not only paid off my credit card, I paid off the car. It's like one of the biggest accomplishments in my life because it's one thing to say I have a goal. It's another thing to plan the goal. It's another thing to like get started on like achieving the goal. But once it's genuinely achieved, and I had done more than I expected, I thought that I was just gonna pay off my credit card balance and then go back to having a car payment. I knocked all that out. And within a few months of me taking care of all of that debt that I had, I had made a promise to myself. I looked at this apartment as much as it helped me. I looked at it and I said, I'm never gonna do this again. Every move that I make from this moment forward, it is going to be an upgrade. From 2017 onward, I only elevated. I moved up to a one bedroom, got my own condo. Then I moved to a whole new city and I lived in one of the nicest places I had ever lived. But now I'm here. And it's not that it's bad, but this is one of those places where I'm used to whenever I move into an apartment, they'll give me a list. Look over all the things that are up to standard so that when you move out, we can charge you for whatever damages that you caused to the apartment. They didn't even give me that here. They were just like, here are your keys. And I said, oh, we're not going to do any inspections in the apartment. To which the building engineer was like, no, go move into your apartment. I came in here and I could tell that nobody cleaned this place. Oh, I could tell that nobody cleaned. I never thought in my life that I would be downgrading, right? So I did move from downtown Chicago and I just moved further north and I'm still in the city of Chicago. Yes, I am. At first, I thought when I posted the picture that I did, I thought to myself, well, this is pretty self-explanatory because I have the boxes that are there. And on Instagram, you can tag a location and I tag Chicago. So in my mind, I'm thinking, I've explained everything. The immediate response, honey, the comments in particular, I appreciate that love. Sometimes I really do be forgetting that I'm like, oh yeah, there's people that care. I'm gonna be honest with you. if you thought you posted comments on that Instagram post and noticed that they were getting deleted, I did it. I deleted those comments. If you thought that it went missing, it did. And I want to explain that. And I want to start off by saying I'm sorry, because it was a knee-jerk reaction. I'm going to spill like some real tea, like probably stuff that like people in my position wouldn't normally spill. I have been in talks with several people about getting back into the radio business. And now I am without my career gig, right? And so I've been talking to people to look into jobs anywhere in the nation. Anywhere in the nation, right? I'm looking for stuff here in Chicago, but I'm looking all over the place. And one consistent thing that people come up with a lot is they talk about, love what you've done with your social media. But here's the thing. When this is an example, this is just an example. This is a fake thing. But when someone from, let's say, Nashville, Tennessee is like, I kind of like what you're doing. I'm interested to see what you're all about. Da-da-da-da-da. We have our conversation and says, oh, I'm checking out your social media while we're talking right now. Oh, wow. I see that you're getting comments on your post. That's amazing. And then looks at the comments and sees that not Nashville, Tennessee is in those comments. Notices, okay, hey, you've got a big group of people that like you in Arizona. You've got a big group of people that like you in Chicago. Good luck with that. So I freak out because I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute. No. So when this current post went up, and I saw the comments immediately coming from specific state, specific city, I did have a knee-jerk reaction and went in to delete it. And I sat with that and I got mad because in my mind at the time, I was like, this is ruining my chance to go anywhere. I'm getting boxed in right now and I don't know what to do. And I sat and I thought about it over a lovely cocktail. And I really thought to myself, oh, I fucked this up. And that's why I want to apologize to you if you noticed that the comments were deleted, because while I was coming from the place of don't take this opportunity away from me, you weren't doing that. It's the mindset that was doing that. It's the mindset of, oh, well, you have all of this attention coming from one specific location. You should just go back to that. That's wrong. What if I want to move to Nashville? I mean, I don't want to, but what if I wanted to? What if I wanted to go to Alaska and get a job out there? Why would me having people that love me in a different city deter me from that? Shouldn't that amplify and be like, oh, look at what he's been able to create, the community he's been able to create. Shouldn't that say something? Not only do I feel like that mindset needs to change if you're looking to hire me, I genuinely want to come from a place of apologizing. Because that was the incorrect way of going about that. You're showing me love, the interaction that I'm asking for, and my response was to leap. It was short-sighted, it was emotional, and I apologize about that because so stupid. This is so stupid. Everything's so dumb. It's just been a busy time. I went from going to Mexico to then moving, calls, dealing with stuff. Not only did I move, Beyonce dropped. Oh my God. I was really, really nervous about this new Beyonce album because I am not a country fan. And I'm going to make a confession. I did not care for Texas Hold'em. I didn't care for it. I'm sorry. It's not that it's a bad song. Again, I'm not a country girly. I could feel the countryness in the song. And so I was like, okay. This is definitely not for me, but I love that for the culture. I love that for her career and for the people that love country music, like Slay. So going into this album, I was like, I don't really know. I was like excited, but not in the same way. I listened to the album this morning. We going from me crying.
Beyonce, are you fucking kidding? What? I'm on track 4. What?
To me shaking my ass. Beyonce girl, what is wrong with you? The album is 27 tracks long. But on top of all of that, for me to be in between jobs with my radio career and for that album to be a radio broadcast? Are you
Welcome to the Smoke Hour on KNTRY Radio Texas.
Oh my God!
This lady, she always does this to me. She always does something that makes me feel like I'm being seen, specifically me. And I don't understand how she does it, but she does it. And it was also low-key like, oh, so you lose your job, I'm gonna take it. Take it. I love this album. I listened to this whole thing, and it is not country. It's like country and so many different more genres. For this woman to be like, what is she, almost 3 decades into her career? It's crazy. I said enough on my social media where I was just like, you know what? There's something wrong with this lady. And there absolutely is. Cowboy Carter is a masterpiece. People do not give enough credit to Beyonce the student, because that lady and her team are always studying the history of art, and it is always being reflected in the projects. It is fantastic. When I saw that Miley Jean Cyrus, no, that's not her name, Miley Cyrus on the record, Post Malone is on the record, all of the singers that are credited on Blackbird, oh my God. Beyonce girl, you have done it again. You have consistently leveled yourself up, and it's something that I aspire to as another creative. Every time you drop, I'm always just like, you know what? I got to do a little bit better. I have to do a little bit better. I have to do a little bit more. And even though I genuinely didn't want to record a video today, but here she is. Inspiring once again. Hey, you got some time. You can sit down and do the work, because if I have the same 24 hours that Beyonce does, I could do a little f-ing video. And that's what I did. I hope you accept my apology. I hope you know that that I'm still in Chicago. I hope that you listen to the new Beyonce album and just give it a solid listen from start to finish. I hope that you enjoyed yourself with this video from start to finish. I gotta get out of here because I need to start unpacking. Or actually, I don't know if I should. And I'm gonna ... you on that, because I also don't know what is about to happen next for me in my career, in my life. I don't know. But I want to thank you so much for watching. I want to also keep this in mind for you. When I drop these videos, honey, it's not just this one video and I'm out of here. There's going to be suggestions for you. In my career as a radio personality, I learned how to be a storyteller, no matter what it is. If you're just posting dance videos, that's a story that's being told. If you're talking about your life, you got to figure out how to tell the story, who you're telling the story to. And if you need some assistance with that, honey, check out the video that's right here, because that's going to give you some quick tips that I learned about being a storyteller. I love you very much. Thank you so much for watching. It's Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you what is on my mind. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, and hit the subscribe button. There's a little bell in there for you to be notified on when I post next. But until then, love ya. Bye.